Welcome to Two Sisters Podcast with your hosts, Christy and Melissa, who are real sisters bringing you real talk about life and faith through humor, insight, and community. Now let's get into this week's episode.
What's up, guys? It's Melissa.
And Christy.
And welcome to Two Sisters Podcast. Woo, woo. All right, guys. So we're still continuing on season 5, episode 6. And we're discussing money.
Money, 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 money.
Yes. How to handle money.
Money, money, money.
Now she was talking about me singing. Now she's singing.
Not original production.
Right. Well, that's, yeah.
That's talent right there.
You know what I'm saying?
It's talent to create a whole song.
It is talent.
By one word and the music on the spot.
Listen, that's talent. That's why you got to give these artists their props.
That's talent right there.
Yeah.
So how to handle money. I think the first thing that you need to do is look at it like it's a tool. It is a tool to be used. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, accept the fact that sometimes, you know, you may have a lot. Sometimes you may have a little, right?
A little or
if you've been, you know, here for at least 20 years, you know it means like that sometimes. Your money could be up. Or your money could be down, depending on the economy, because America act like that sometimes, right?
Yeah.
These U.S. of A.
streets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, you know, you have to put your trust in God and not money, because after all, he does know how to get it to you, right? How to get you money. He knows how to get that paper in your bank account, right?
Yes.
And what are you going to be using? You're going to be using your skills. Mm-hmm. To make money,
mm-hmm.
right? For and make however much amount you need for the lifestyle that you want. I don't want to assume that you want, you know, a mansion. You might want a condo.
Yeah, you want all that maintenance?
You might not want to deal with the 7,000, 10,000 square feet. You want 1,000, 1,500 square feet. But you want it in a high rise overlooking the ocean.
Mm.
Like that could be your Mecca and not a, you know, fortress on 10 acres or more.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So using your skills to make the money that you want, to get the lifestyle that you want, whatever that is. And this is going to sound shot out. This is going to sound whack. This is going to sound what you talking about. This next statement, but making money is easy.
It is.
When you just really think about it, making money is easy because there's so many avenues for you to make money in America. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're in like a fast food, excuse me, if you're in a hustler city,
that's what I said,
like Chicago or New York,
mm-hmm.
right? Hustlers all day, right? You literally can be a vendor on the street selling your invention. Or someone else's invention,
yeah,
that they need, i.e. it's a hot summer day. You got somebody on the street selling bottled water. You got somebody at the stoplight selling washcloths. What I see in Chicago at the stoplight?
Socks,
washcloths,
roses,
scarves, gloves, yeah. All day.
Earmuffs.
And let's not forget our precious snow cones.
Oh, they're so gone now.
Chicago. Okay. So, but outside of that, listen, you can walk into any fast food restaurant, any grocery store, any gas station, and get a job.
We could.
That makes you money. That's what I mean. It's easy to make money, right? So concentrate first on making the money. Right? Like, don't stress yourself out. Mm. Making money in America is easy. You have all types of avenues of accessibility to you to make money. Money is made. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so actually making money is easy. We have so many paths to get there, but keeping it,
that's the challenge.
Saving it, growing it, that's the learning curve. Right?
Yeah.
That's the learning curve. So keeping it simple, you just have to adjust your mindset. First things first, making money is easy. Mm-hmm. Let's get that in the heart.
Making money is easy. Money comes to me at ease,
right?
Yeah.
And then once you can make money, once you are making money, then concentrate on saving it, growing it, keeping it, right? Mm-hmm. Then you start concentrating on, okay, I want to make more money.
And how can I do that?
I've saved what I have, whatever that is. If that's a minimum wage, if that's midway, if that's 50 grand, 100 grand, whatever that level is for you, okay? First, we need to accept the fact that money is easy to make. Okay, and again, we starting off basic, fast food, grocery store, gas station, selling your hustle.
Hustling.
I mean, not that type of hustle.
Well, yeah, no.
Not the kind that's going to get you
put
in jail. Not the type that's going to put you in jail.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Because you need to be
selling
free.
Selling t-shirts.
You need to be free to make money. So you have that down. You believe that money is easy to make. Then you've already mastered the amount of money that you make. So if you're making a little, you have saved it.
Hey there. This is Corey Gumbs, founder of the Black Podcasters Association, one of the largest online communities dedicated to Black podcast creatives and professionals. We're bringing together a powerhouse community of Black creatives who are making big moves and changing the game in podcasting. We're talking VIPs like The Mermaid and the Lion, Queer News, Q Points, Black is America, and the Two Sisters Podcast. The BlackPodcastersAssociation.com is where we talk about things like the best equipment to use for your podcast production, how to tell better stories and keep listeners engaged, how to market your podcast and build your audience, the secrets to securing sponsorships, and so much more. This is a community of unstoppable creators who are serious about their craft and bringing their stories to the world. If this sounds like you, then you need to join today. Not tomorrow, not next week, today. And as an incentive for you to take action right now, we're offering a 90-day trial membership. Simply go to www.getbpa.com and register. Again, www.getbpa.com and register. Join the movement, build your network, level up your podcast by joining the greatest generation of Black podcast creatives yet.
You are growing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you want to concentrate on how can I make more money? So you make more money. You've already disciplined, Melissa's favorite word. You've already disciplined yourself that you can make money and you can save money and you can grow your money. So you've already done that with a little. So now you can move up and you can make more money, right? Don't get to the point where you just concentrate on making more money, because the more money that you make, if you haven't disciplined yourself to save it and grow it, or at least save it, because growing is a big learning curve too. Yeah. I'm still learning that. I've made great strides on, you know, my saving
habits.
Yeah, my saving goals, right, over the years. Mm. So you need to have a habit of saving it or whatever, so that when you do grow it and you're making those that six figures or that 50,000 or that 35,000, then you are not spending that 36,000 like you were spending your 17,000 a year. You're not spending it all, is my point. Mm-hmm. Just because you're making more money, you get a bigger apartment, you get a better car. No,
right.
Not yet. Now you can ball out of control in a minute.
Right.
Just keeping it simple, right? Grow those habits, those money habits first, right? And I'm not a money expert. I'm not a financial expert. That's why I'm keeping it simple. I just want you to know that making money is easy. Period. Get that.
Mm-hmm.
I say it was glamorous. Because no thing that I listed was glamorous to work at. Right? Stocking shelves at the grocery store, that's not glamorous. Mm-hmm. Right? But you can eventually move up to be a manager of the stocking people. Mm-hmm. You can be a manager of the produce. You can be a manager of the whole store. Then you can be a regional manager.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? And then you can totally switch careers and be a manager in another industry. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Levels. And then some scriptures that come to mind is, it's okay to partner with God. And it's okay to remember that God supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. God supplies all of your needs according to his riches and glory. It says his. He has an unlimited supply of anything.
Right, because it all is all
his riches and glory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then God's blessings, he adds no sorrow to it. So just think about that when you're going on your financial journey and you are, you know, wanting to have, you want to have a different mindset when it comes to money. Now, what's the lesson of the day?
Money is easy.
Making money is easy, man. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So really the only thing, I agree with everything she said. The only thing that I like to add to it is that.
You can't even see your earrings. You got your hair covered up. The
hair covers itself. Like, I'm just.
A little drop.
It do what it do. So, you know, I don't
mind this. Business.
Yeah, I don't mess with my hair. My hair don't mess with me.
Don't
start now with me now. The only thing that I would like to add to what Christy said is that I just remember hearing Miles Monroe a long time ago, 20 years ago, where he was like, money didn't leave the earth. Like, you know, the thing about it is sometimes, like, I'm thinking about myself too, you know,
because good.
Yeah, I've done, like Christy said, like, I've worked my way, you know, credit, saving, right?
Yeah.
What I had to
in the home,
yeah,
purchasing the vehicle that you wanted,
yeah. What, like, honestly, once you do, like, anyway, she already explained all that. My thing is that it's the, when she said mindset, I just want to get into a little bit more of that because that's really what it is. Because, mm-hmm. like she said, making money is easy, and mm-hmm. like she said, it's not glamorous. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, for me, I never thought I was bougie because I. Honestly, when I started, you know, Target,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
And was happy with it, was excited.
Let me tell you, okay? Like, for real. Like,
that was perks to working at Target.
I still love Target.
Matter of fact, shirts and all that stuff.
My product's going to be on the shelves at Target. Like, I love Target.
That's right.
Okay? So, and I think they, yes. So, I don't think I've ever been bougie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I think that we need to remember about that money didn't leave the earth. So we don't mm-hmm. have to be in a lack mindset.
That's so good.
And I think that sometimes we get desperate sometimes when it comes to money because we just want to hold on tight.
Yeah.
And so it's there. So you just got to do like she said, like just start with the mindset of money's easy. I can get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I get it, I can put it away
mm-hmm.
and then grow from there
mm-hmm.
slowly. Slow and steady wins the race. It mm-hmm. really does. You mm-hmm. don't need to crash course nothing. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I wanted to kind of like drop that gem because that blessed me my like for 20 something years
yeah.
now. Money did not leave the earth. It did not. So I don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm going to make my money because it's here. You know, so yeah, and it's room for me
mm-hmm.
and it's room for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be jealous. You ain't got to be envious. You don't got to compare. You just need to do what you need to do to get it and just keep it coming and or move. Like she said, change and grow. My thing was merchandising. My thing was fashion. My thing is healthcare. So I just kind of always navigated. I started off in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally been 30 years for me. Literally, exactly 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing it. So anyway, that's my little spiel.
Thank Thank you for that. That blessed me.
Okay, girl.
Money didn't leave the earth.
It did not.
Money didn't leave the earth.
Money didn't. It ain't going nowhere. Leave the earth. It is here. And when you do partner with God, like Christy said, who can
stand in your way?
Who can?
Nobody.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yep.
All right, guys. So thank you for listening to this episode. We will see you next time. Until then, bye. Yes. Be well.
Be well.
Be well.
Thank you for listening to the Two Sisters Podcast, where we hope to encourage you on your journey of transformation and healing while having fun along the way. Follow us on IG and Twitter. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share it with your friends and family. It's available on all major podcast providers. Just search for Two Sisters Podcast. Till next time.